be good folk to put up with me for 40-something years. Somebody had been there putting up with me that long. We appreciate you. Love you in the Lord. And you know what? We love him because he first loved us, don't we? Got your Bibles? Turn with me this morning to Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. If you keep notes and got dates wrote down there, I've preached on this before. But you know why I don't keep them kind of notes? God lays something on my heart. I just go back and try to share what God lays on my heart. Ephesians chapter number 2, begin reading verse number 1. And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among also we, how many? All had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were of and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, and his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Have raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're grateful for another opportunity, just a privilege, of opening up your precious word. And Lord, just being able to read it. I ask you to speak to us now and through us this morning. We know that you got all power, and we know that your word's powerful. We ask you to let it go forth this morning. I pray, Lord, that your will be done. Your word would have accomplished, and it will, what you send it forth to do. Because you promised us that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, this is this looking this, you see the past, the present, and also the future of us. Believers, why don't you start off in this passage of scripture talking about the past? He said, you would quicken us who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know, God got a lot of signs up. You see signs up sometime. I was reading that and I got to say, trespasses? Hey, you know, that's, you see a sign, you ever seen a sign that says no trespassing? Well, God had some signs up of us. We went ahead and went on over them, didn't we? He said we was dead in our trespasses and we was dead in our sins. There's not but one way you can get out of that. You're going to have to be made alive. And the only way you can be made alive, you can't make yourself alive. Matter of fact, you can't change yourself. You can't even conform yourself. You may try, but it takes a transformation. It takes a new birth. It sears everything. So God said in verse number 1, you have he quickened. You have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. You know what? If you see in this passage of Scripture, you'll see God created Adam in his own image. He created him in his own image and he failed. If you look at this passage of Scripture, you see the next creation is in Christ Jesus. And that's the only way that you never be made new. And the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You see in this passage of Scripture a new creation. That's on over there, Father. But where's man? Where were we? Listen, you wonder why some people don't have no desire to live for God. Can I say something to you? No one will ever want to live for God until they get some life from God. And you got to have to get that life from God and be made alive in Jesus Christ. That's what gives us the desire and the hunger and the thirst to live for God. No one can ever listen. You can't come up with it yourself. You may try to change your life. You may try to change your course. You may try to change your desires. But it just won't happen. The Bible said over here, I was reading in the book of Matthew, I believe it's the 6th chapter. It said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Listen, you know what we need to be seeking? Listen, his righteousness in his kingdom, thank God. But he says here, you have he quickened. Now our past, well, we was dead in our sins and in our trespasses. Lord, yeah, we trespassed the law of God. Listen, we trespassed and we were living in sin. And sin had dominion over us. Sin had control over us. And sin is the very thing that he says he quickens us from. You know how he's walking? We walked in verse number 2, says in times past you walked according to the course of this world. You ever wonder why people walking only for this world, only for this life? We was there, you was there. If you've been converted this morning, been saved, washed in the blood of the Lamb, listen, you're not always been. Listen, you don't have to teach children how to lie. Didn't how to teach us how to do it either. Didn't how to teach us what to do wrong. We came here doing that. We was born in this world that way. We was born sinners. We inherited it from the, it come on down from O Adam. It's years I'm talking to you this morning. But I'm so glad one day he quickened me. Hallelujah. Notice what he says now. Our time passed. You know how we walked? We walked according to the, it says, he's the word in the past, you walked according to the course of this world. That's our past. We walked, that's our past. Now we walked according to the course of this world. That's your past. If you've been born again, you've been created anew in Christ Jesus. This is your past. Walk that way. According to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit. Now worketh in the children of disobedience. You know, it's a dangerous thing to be outside of Christ. Did you know that? Very dangerous. Because of the powers of darkness. Because of the prince of the power of the air. Because of all the other things in this world that's going on. Listen, I would encourage you, if you hear this morning, never been quickened, never been created anew in Christ Jesus, I would plead with you this morning, don't go one other day. Come to Christ now. That's your only hope. Only hope. Look at verse 3, among whom also we all, I read that while ago, had our conversation in time past, in the lust of the flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Now, don't you notice this next one. And of the mind. Mind. You know why we need the mind of Christ? Because that old fallen mind, nature of the flesh, the world, and the devil, and all the evil of the mind. That's why our mind, we must be renewed in our minds. Romans said, I beseech you therefore by the mercies of God. Romans 12 says, by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be renewed. But this is what needs to be renewed, our minds. Renewed of your mind, that you may prove what that perfect and acceptable will of God is. We need a renewed mind. Our old mind, old flesh, the old self. Listen, you can't whoop it in yourself. You can't change it. Listen, you're going to have to get something new. You're going to have to get a new life. Sometimes people will say, well, you just need to go on with life. You need to get a new life. Well, I don't know where one is except the word, except from Christ, do you? That's the best life that ever will be, ever has been, and ever will be. The life that's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm glad that we have that glorious, wonderful promise of our life in Christ. Don't you notice verse number 4? See, we were in our mind, we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Did you hear that? You know, some people want to make out like they never had any of that. Some people want to make out like they never had anything bad, or they weren't ever bad. I want to tell you something. We came here just like he said we did. In Adam. Oh, yeah, we did. Praise God. You asked Brother Donnie. God turned him around. Didn't you, Brother Donnie? He'll tell them prisoners about it, how God changed them. I think it helps them. I think it encourages them. You know what I can think, what they're thinking? Bless God, face hope for Brother Donnie and hope for this preacher. There's hope for them. You know, sometimes we forget that verse of Scripture says, such were some of you. You know what? You know why I think we can really, you know how you want to, if you really want to love sinners, just don't forget you was one. I mean, a lost sinner I'm talking about. I'm not saying we're perfect now, no. But I'm saying this. Don't ever forget where God brought you from, if you've been brought from. And you won't never lose your compassion for lost people. I think as a whole, as a church today, we've sort of lost the compassion for the lost. It's sad. We get the attitude sometimes, we'll say, well, if they want to do better, they just get up and do better. No, it's going to take the power of God. It's going to take the power of God. You know, why we're seeing such a little movement of God is because we're lacking the power of God. You see, Jesus said he came to his own. The word of God said he came to his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even them that believe on his name. What does God do? He gives power to become a son of God. We come in this world, a son of Adam. We come in this world with a fallen nature that happened when Adam sinned in the garden. We come here dead in our trespasses and sins. It takes Christ to make us alive in him and give us new life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ came to give it to us. Thank God he did. He said he's rich in mercy. When great love wherein he loved us. Hallelujah. I was reading in the Word of God where he's rich in mercy. He's rich in love. He's rich in grace. Listen, beyond any riches you've ever known. Boundless, endless, eternal love of God. He's rich in his mercy. Aren't you glad God's a merciful God? I can assure you, if the Holy Ghost is convicting your heart and drawing you, I can tell you from the Word of God, number one, but the second from the spirits, if you could ever get to the place of a broken heart and conviction of the Holy Ghost upon you, and it's God doing the drawing, I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to utter but one little word. God be merciful to me, a sinner. And you know what you'll find? God's a merciful God to sinners. Yes. God's merciful. Hallelujah. Rich in mercy. For his great love wherein he loved us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God's rich, isn't he? In his love, his grace, and his mercy. Hallelujah. You know what? Can I say he's not bankrupt yet? He never will be. Never is he going to quit loving us. He's rich. Hell, glory to God. You know, richest man in this world could spend all of it. He'd give it away or something if he wanted to. But God's so rich toward his people. It's endless. Never run out. Never spend it all. Wonderful, marvelous, gracious God is rich in mercy and love where he loved us. Verse number 5 said, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with him. If you notice all his passages of scripture, say with Christ, in Christ. And if you're outside of Christ, you don't have no hope. But he says he quickens together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come, see, we're sitting together with Christ. We in Christ, we sitting in Christ. We sitting together in heavenly places in him. He raised us up together with him. Did you ever notice this? Ever be it in Christ, with Christ, for Christ, by Christ. It's all in him, our wonderful Lord. Now, I want you to notice something. He raised us up to sit together in heavenly places. Look at verse 7. That in ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Number one, our past, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And two, we're sitting together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the present. You say, well, I'm sitting here in Calvary Baptist Church. Well, I'm standing here. But you know what? I'm really sitting with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You ever think about that? You say, I never thought about that. Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to think about it. You might get happy sometime. You might get some joy bubbling up in your soul. Hallelujah. To realize that you're sitting together with him in heavenly places. When the devil comes against you, when he comes to test you, to try you, and try to tempt you and lead you astray, I will tell you something. Just tell him, I'm sitting with Christ. I'm sitting with him in heavenly places. Thank God. I'm telling you, and plead the blood on him. Listen, I tell you one thing. He's not going up there. He's not going up there where Christ is and sit with him. No. Listen, tell him you're sitting with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Hey. Sitting with him. Now, if I'm sitting with somebody, I'm more likely going to be fellowshipping with him, man. I'm going to be talking with him. I'm going to be fellowshipping with him. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Be sitting with the Lord, ain't it? Glory to God. I'm telling you, isn't God good? He's sitting with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so our past we's dead in our trespasses and sins. Can you see what difference they are in being dead in your sins and trespasses? And listen, how that spiritual death upon you, that's what it is. Listen, it's spiritual death and trespasses and sins. Can you imagine having that on you in the past and in the present? You sitting together with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What a vast difference. I'm telling you, that's praising ground. That's shouting ground that we're sitting together in Christ Jesus. Hey, I don't know other place I'd rather see it. Reserved seat, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. Price. You know, sometimes people get reserved tickets, reserved seats. You got one? Is he going to prepare a place for you? Until we get to our, we can still sit with Him. He said, I don't think like that. Well, let's get our mind renewed. Sit with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now here's the future. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ages. Didn't say age. It's plural. Ages. Hey, we just live in one little one. There's going to be a millennial age. 1,000 years. And after that, eternal after eternal. On to eternal. Ages. But in the eternal ages, amen to come. Listen, He shows exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. His kindness in the ages to come. Now listen, I'm pleading this morning. If you've ever been born again, that's the way you get into the family of God. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I want to say what God does for us. Now go. Look at verse 8. For by grace are you saved. Verse 8. And that not of yourself, through faith. And that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Hey. Ain't it wonderful? That's what the woman at the well. He told the woman at the well. If you knew who was talking to you, you'd ask Him, He'd give you this drink of this living water. It's a free gift. It's a gift. Free gift, you want to call it that. The gift of God. Salvation. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We don't work for our salvation. God does the work. Look what He said in verse 10. For we are His workmanship. Been trying to get out of that verse. We are His workmanship. We're the workmanship. We're the work of God. I'll tell you what. Thank God He gave me grace, gave me faith to believe, gave me the gift of salvation. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not what I'm going to be, that song they says, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. He's working on me, and He's still at it. Listen, we are God's workmanship. And I'll tell you what, He can do some good work. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that He can take an old sinner, change his desires, change his heart, change his course, change his life? That's what He said in verse number 10. We are His workmanship. Listen to this. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are a new creation. A Christian, when he gets born again, he's a new creation. He's a new person. He's got a new life. I'm telling you. You know what's wrong with this generation, church members? You want me to really tell you? This hadn't happened. That's maybe a little blunt and dull, but what I'm saying, we say what had happened. This new birth I'm talking about, and this new creation in Christ Jesus. You cannot be recreated and created in Christ Jesus. You're going to become a new creature, a new creation, and a new person, and you're going to have a new life. That's just as plain as I know how to put it. And we God's workmanship. God don't halfway do something. He don't. I was thinking about one time why we had to. I want to tell you something. Ever since God saved me, you had never had to beg me to go to the house of God. You had never had to beg me to read this book. It's just like a newborn baby. It was just come to me. It didn't, oh man. I'll be honest with you, I hadn't, my daddy had hand me one time. More than one time, I remember particularly one time. But I didn't have no interest in it then. I was wondering why he kept one in his suitcase all the time when he went to was working in Tallahassee. Now I know. But I'm telling you, it's a new life. It's not making decisions. It's not deciding. It's not joining a church. It's not baptism. It's a new creation. We created anew in Christ Jesus. He does the work. Gives us a new life. That's why we can have a life, a new life, if we have the life of Christ. Now what did he say? Amen. It says, we as workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You'll have some good works. Now good works don't save you. But you listen. You'll have, that's the fruit of a believer. As he's kind, you'll be kind. You'll have kindness. As he's had love flowing, you will have love flowing out of our hearts. How do people know that, listen, that we are disciples? You know what he said? We have love one toward another. We love one another. We love him because he first loved us. We have a new life, a new love, a new light. It's a wonderful life. Thank God. It is. It's a new life. You've heard, some of you heard me tell this. You know what my wife said to me? She was the instrument getting me to the church and getting me to the tent that night. Big one, I'm talking about it. When she saw something happen to me, she simply said, something's happened to you. It's never happened to me. You know what people try to tell? Oh, you know, you was all right. When you was a child, you was baptized. You know you was all right. But listen, it's hard to convince somebody if they know inside their heart. All right. But what did God do? He gloriously saved right of that. You know why? God does the work. You, it don't matter if you're 9 years old or 19 years old. If you just join the church and make a profession of faith, you can make that profession of faith, you can join the church. But if you hadn't been born again, it's a new life. That's the only way you can get it. And you know what? I plead with the people. I don't have the words sometimes to say. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Has there been a time in your life you said, God, I know I'm a sinner. Can't save myself. And God, I won't ask you to save me. He's the only one again. That's my Lord. And so it says, we as workmanship created a new creation. You see, just like God created Adam, And we, listen, we bore the image of Adam because when God created him in his own image, but he fell, we inherited his Adamic nature, the old fallen nature. But we must be created again. And you know what? How's that happen? It's all in Christ Jesus. You see, first Adam fell, we fell in him. The last Adam and the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, we've created in him. Created. You know what? All God's got to do is speak the word. Thy word. The word. God said, let there be light, and there's light. God created man. Listen, and when he creates us, it's always in Christ. What Christ did for us on the cross, took our sin, took our burden, listen, took our penalty, and bore our sins on the cross of Calvary, and Christ, in his marvelous grace and mercy and kindness, listen, gives us a new life in a new creation. Been created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now listen to this. Which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Walk in them. He didn't just say talk them. He said walk them. Put some footsies on them. And walk this newness of life. And walk the way that God's prepared for us. He said for he'd ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. You see, in time past, he goes on down telling him, says, you without Christ, without hope, and without him. And I don't know about you, but I want to thank God, listen, that we don't have to be without Christ now. He's available. My Lord is. You have ye quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Hallelujah. I want to ask a simple question. Have you been born again? What did he say? What did he say in the book of Peter? Being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You see, I've been born again, this time with the word of God. Being created anew in Christ Jesus. You said, you sound like you're bragging. No, I'm bragging on him. It's in Christ Jesus. I got a new life. I see people all the time. They need some new life. But I'm serious. Need new life. Hey, you need a new creation? You need creating? Hey, we have been new, fresh, created in Christ Jesus. I born this world, the Adamic nature. Now thank God. Hey. I'm crucified to that in Christ. It's the only way I can be to them. But I've been made anew and alive in my blessed Lord Jesus, in my new creation. And you know what? Because of that new creation in my life, I've been made anew in Christ Jesus. Hey, I'm going to be able to spend eternity with him. What a wonderful thing in time. That's going to be. Now I'm asking a simple question before we sing in just a moment. Have you ever been born again? Have you experienced a new birth? And you know beyond a shadow of a doubt your sin has been washed in the blood. And you've been made anew in Christ Jesus. Over and over and over we find in the scriptures talks about things of what God done for us in the new birth. Nicodemus said, Lord, how can a man, when he's old, go in the second time to his mother's womb, be born again? He didn't understand. No, I wonder what he's talking about. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except they may be born again." He can't even see, he can't even enter the kingdom of heaven. Number one, you won't never see it. People may try to say something to you about it, and you may say, "Oh yeah, I guess that's real, you know." But when you get born again, can I tell you something? Not only will you get to enter it, but you get some glimpses of it now. You can see, spiritual sight, what God has prepared for you. So I'm pleading with you, whatever age you may be, here this morning, listen, God's still in the saving business. He sure is. And he'll put you into the family of God. Hallelujah. He'll quicken you. He'll draw you. Listen, he convicts us of our sins and converts us. I'm glad he does. Can I say something? I'm glad he didn't leave me alone. Because he had, I wouldn't be standing here this morning. No, sir. But he, I want to tell you something about God. Hey, his old color preacher said, he's a man of war and you can't whoop him. If God's got your number, you might as well to bow, honey. You might as well to say, "Yes, Lord." Huh? The gifts and calling of God are that repentance. God ain't going to change his mind. Somebody said, "Well, God's called this fellow to preach, but he ain't going to do it. And maybe God changed his mind." No, God called him. He may do it. If he don't do it, he's going to wish he had a bad while. And if God's knocking on your door for salvation, you might want to come on in, honey. And I'm going to tell you something. Be thankful that he is. Praise him that he is. He didn't leave you. He left us to ourselves. I'm telling you, we destroy ourselves. That's what's happening to America today. Folks, I want to tell you, we need to pray as a church. Really need to pray for our country, for our president, and for our leaders. And God would intervene. Hey, because we in danger. All over the world is. But I want to tell you something. None of that danger is compared. If you leave this world outside of Christ, you got no hope. And you're headed to a place you don't want to go. Would you stand with me this morning?